Chevro, an incredible schuss to be together. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos HaGadol. Schuss to be with. Schuss to be with so much Chevro that's just. And I can say, unfortunately, back from Eretz Yisrael, it's a schuss to be here and to be with such tzaddikim, but it was so much nicer back in January when we were together in Eretz Yisrael and. I was hoping the next time we would be together, we'd be in Eretz Yisrael. Hopefully it's a very short stay. Amen. Hopefully it's a very short stay, but it's a Rebbe, just a schus to be with you and to feel the avir dar and to gain the chizik from each and every one of you. And hopefully Bez Hashem is Baruch. You know, we'll be together every Thursday night, but next week we'll be in Yerushalayim HaKadosh. Bez Hashem is Baruch.
Amen.
Rav Gifters, Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Vracha. So he spent time, he was living in Eretz Yisrael at a tkufa for 2 years with his rabbitin, Rav Mordechai Gifter. And when he came back to Cleveland, he came back to Tells, he decided he wasn't going to go back to his house. And he told his wife that we're going to live in the dormitory. We're going to live in an apartment in the dormitory. Because after being in Eretz Yisrael, living in Eretz Yisrael, and feeling what it is to be home and where we're all supposed to be, and he wanted to be in Eretz Yisrael. And here he felt it was just a temporary dwelling in Chutz La'aretz until Mashiach comes. So it was extraordinary self-sacrifice. He and his rabbitin said you did it for him. But he and his rabbitin, oh, come, you have chairs. From that point on, they lived in a small little apartment in the dormitory. And they didn't go back to their house. They didn't go back to their large home that they had. And he felt it was very important so that when he's in Chutz La'aretz, he's constantly reminded that he's in Chutz La'aretz. Constantly reminded that he's not where he's supposed to be. Not where any of us are supposed to be. So first of all, I just want to give a little chizik, especially to... It's really a chizik to all of us that are here, but especially those of you that are in the midst of your time of your life, that you're zoicha to learn in Eretz Yisrael and live in Eretz Yisrael. And you're here, we're all here temporarily, we're all here, and we all have to remember that, and we all have to have simanim in our life to remember that. You know, there's halacha, when you walk into your house, you're supposed to have a tevach by tevach, you're supposed to have, an amma by amma that's unfinished, an amma by amma of unfinished wall that you see. So that you're reminded, Churban Beis HaMikdash, reminded we're not where we're supposed to be. We need these reminders. Everybody, we all need these reminders. But those of you that are in the midst of this tkufa, this very special time in your life where you're sitting and learning in Eretz Yisrael and you're here just for a couple weeks, make sure you do something that reminds you that this is all temporary, reminds you that you're getting back soon and gives you the chizik that we all need to stay and keep all that you've grown into, all that you've become. Amir Tashem, just Layla. The one thing is, Baruch Hashem, here in Chutz La'aretz, the Torah is the same, the Tefillah is the same. What I mean by that, there's Agash as a Lev, maybe, Avir Dara. But ultimately, Yaakov, come, Yaakov. I don't know if there's more chairs here. Ultimately, it's the same Gemara, it's the same Chumash, it's the same Sifrei Musar, same Sifrei Machshava. All the Svarim are the same. And the tefillos are the same. Of course, you feel differently there, but ultimately it's the same, and that's what's going to keep each and every one of us strong. Each and every one of us kushrit to the Rabbi Nishalom, who's everywhere. So let's learn some Torah. Let's learn some Torah to prepare for the Heilig Yontif Abba Aleinu L'Tayva. Just in a few nights from now, we're all going to be sitting by Lel Seder. What a holy night, what a special night. I was talking to some of the Chevra here before. The Zohar says, it's a Zohar that some of us read and learn right before Magid, the Kol Pamalya Shalmala. All the beings of heaven, all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malachim and heavenly beings come down to our Seder to be present because it's such a holy time. They want to see us. They want to be with us. So let's prepare. Let's prepare for this holy time, this holy yanta, this holy night. So it's an incredible thing, you know. We have this Lel Seder, and I've always been thinking about this part, and based on the Torah I saw years ago from Rav Shor as well. We have this beautiful Seder and so many highlights. Matzah, Mor, Magid, Dayenu, Vish Amda, Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu. And then you get to the very end. Those that are still at the Seder, you know, sometimes there are those that don't make it to the very end. At the very end, we have these songs. And they seem like children's songs. They seem like lullabies. Specifically, Echad Mi Yodea. You know, the very end, Echad Mi Yodea. Some of us sing it in Hebrew, some of us sing it in English. Who knows one? I know one. One is Hashem. Who knows two? I know two. Two are the Luchos. Who knows three? Three are the Avos. Three fathers, four mothers. Chamisha Chamisha Torah. Five books of Moses. And it's like, that's how we end the Seder. This really holy night, this night of Amuna, this night of Cheres. And we end it with, like, sounds like a children's song and singing it together in such a way. Who knows one, who knows two, who knows three? Sounds like something we would have learned in nursery school, in kindergarten. Like, what's it all about? So years ago, I can't not say it over because it's such a beautiful idea. Years ago, I saw Rav Shor has in his first Haggadah, then he came out with the second Haggadah. He has such a beautiful Yesod. You know, I was always, can't say so much anymore, I just don't have the time and emotional investment, but I was always a very big Yankee fan. So he's a very big Yankee fan. And if you're a very big Yankee fan, so numbers mean a lot to a Yankee, right? Even it's famous, right? Even on their jerseys till today, you don't have your name, you just have your number. I think it's till today, right? So number, and if you're a big Yankee fan, and you hear the number 2, immediately you just think Derek Jeter. That's your association. And you hear the number 7, and immediately it's Mickey Mantle. And you hear 99, and it's Aaron Judge. You know, right? That's how you work. That's your association. Those numbers trigger immediately. Just meaning, not even if you weren't discussing the Yankees, and someone is like, 7, that's where you go. Because that's your association. That's your essence. That's where you are. So Lel Seder, such a night to be one with Hashem, such a night to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such a night to connect to who we are supposed to be, to find true Cheres. And Cheres is not just physical freedom. Cheres is spiritual freedom, emotional freedom. It's being true to be yourself. So by the end of the Seder, what's our associations of life? By the end of the Seder, I'm so one with Hashem, so one with Torah Mitzvos, and I hear one, all that I think about is Hashem Echad. And I hear two, all I think about are the Luchos. And I hear three, all I think about are the Avos. I hear four, Imos. That's just how I'm working. That's how I'm living. That's my association. 5, Chamisha Chamisha Torah. 6, Shishi Sudri Mishnah. Such a beautiful Yisod. Halavai, we should all live up to it. But I want to share tonight a different idea based on a Torah I saw from Gladstein and his Sefer and Pesach, but we'll develop it. So he brought down an incredible idea that this a tzaddik of Shlomo Wertheimer. Shlomo Wertheimer was a tzaddik that lived in the late 1800s, early 1900s. He was a big Talmud Chacham. And for years he lived in Egypt. And he was a bucky in text. And he analyzed a lot of old text, and specifically, he somehow got into and saw a lot of the manuscripts in the Cairo Geniza. And he was going through various manuscripts, Rishonim and different things, and he saw there a very, very old Haggadah. And in that Haggadah, when he got up to the piyut of Echad Mi Yodea, right before Echad Mi Yodea, was the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What's that doing there? We don't have that in our Haggadah. I don't know if anyone here has a Haggadah with the Pasuk of Shema introducing Echad Mi Yodea. Shema Yisrael, that Pasuk. You know, a lot in this room were just in Poland and went through the concentration camps and Mekoymes Kedoshim. And you were in places where literally millions of Jews left this world with the words Shema Yisrael, Shema Lekeinu, Shema Echad on their lips. The Pasuk of our testament of faith in the Ribbono Shel Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So that introduces Echad Mi Yodea. So some explain why was the Haggadah like that? could be a reminder. It used to be, we don't do it like this anymore. It used to be, it seems that they would daven Ma'ariv Lel Seder very early, so that they could start the Seder early for the children. We're makbid on Zamanim in different ways. We don't do this. I'm not going to get into it right now, halachically. So having Shema at the end of the Haggadah to remind you, you got to repeat Kriyashma because you davened early. And you got to be yotze the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Tonight we're going to suggest something deeper, something very special. You know, there's an amazing idea brought down in Rashi. It's a Mechilta, Rashi in Parshas Yisroel. In Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Tes in Yisroel, the Pasuk says, Vayichad Yisroel. Yisroel was full of simcha. Al kol hatova asher asa Hashem li Yisroel. And all the good that Hashem did for Bnei Yisroel, asher itzilu miyad Mitzrayim. That He saved us from Mitzrayim. Yisroel, the father of Moshe, Yisroel eventually, right, we know, became a ger. Yisroel became to be part of us. I was thankful to Rabbi Nishalom. By Yishma Yisroel, at the beginning of the parasha, by this point he was a ger. By Yishma Yisroel, Mashmu Shama Uba, Chris Yamsov, Muhammad Samalek, but he heard it all. So he was thankful, he was happy. And Rashi there, if you look in Rashi, he says, I'll call out of what was all the good that Hashem did for us. Tovas Haman, He gave us the man. Haber, He gave us the well of water, Ber Miriam. Vatoira, He gave us the Torah. Valkulon. And then it says, Asher Itzilu Miyad Mitzrayim, He saved us Mitzrayim. Because listen to this, I don't know, Chevra, this is Rashi, this is not a deep Kabbalah yet. Ad Achshav, until the time that the Jews were taken out of Mitzrayim, Lo Haya Eved Yochel Levroch Mitzrayim, no slave was ever able to escape. There was never a slave that was able to escape Mitzrayim. Shoyitza Aretz Musugeres. It was a closed off land. No, once you were a slave, you never got out. Ve'elu Yatu Shisha Riva and Wis, 600,000 of over 2 million with women and children and olders, were able to leave Mitzrayim. We were the first slaves ever able to leave Mitzrayim. This is what the Medrash says, Rashi. First slaves ever. That's, by the way, that's why Shevet Levi, that wasn't part of the Avdus of Mitzrayim, still are celebrating the Cheres, because even though they were free, but they couldn't leave Mitzrayim either, they still were enslaved in Mitzrayim. It's a side point. So what does this mean exactly? So the Chidah, based on the Zohar, says, this was actually, we know, in Mitzrayim they had Kishuf. What is Kishuf? Mamish, like, it's black magic, but it's something that doesn't exist in our day anymore. But it was actually like something very real. Like when we go and you see a magician, you see an illusionist, that's some sort of incredible sleight of hand. You know, he's playing with our mind somewhat. And in an incredible way, some of them are awesome. You know, some of them are incredible. Then we can't understand it. You know, I mean, not like on the El Al flight where you've seen that 100 times and you know, it's already the nine of hearts or whatever. What, eight of, what is it? Whatever it is.
Eight of hearts.
I was off. Okay, fun. Lemaisa, we've seen that one a bit. Okay, that one shkoyach. But look, Liar Sukar, right? Lemaisa, if I'm not mistaken. So okay, that. But he actually, I saw him. He was at one of the Haas concerts a few years ago. The guy's incredible. He does things, mamish, you like have no idea. But that's not black magic. That's not some like superpower. He's an incredible musician. Incredible magician. Incredible magician, again, the Haas concert musician and magician, Lemaisa was able to play with our minds in such a way, whatever it might be. But it used to be that something called Kishif, and there were people that were able to tap into, like, mamish tumadik kochos, like real kochos, real spiritual energy, and like serious real magic. And we know this was done in Mitzrayim, right? Like, the magicians were in Mitzrayim were literally also able to throw their stick on the ground, turn into a real snake. That was like real, not like a sleight of hand. It was Kishuf. And the Chidah brings from the Zohar and Parshas Bo that Kishuf was why it was, this Kishuf was so strong that for generations and generations until the Yidden, through Kishuf, through black magic, whenever the Mitzrim enslaved anybody, nobody could ever leave. It was like there was a little force. Even if you tried to get out, you got to the border of Mitzrayim, and there was like an energy that was, I don't know what, it was Kishuf. Like real, real black magic, keeping all slaves in Mitzrayim. So how do you get rid of Kishuf? How do you get rid of, And that represents the extreme level of power, k'neged, really what we call teva, what we call nature. L'malam in ateva. It's above nature, something supernatural, something very real. So how do you destroy that? How do you get rid of that? How then did the Yidin defeat Kishif? That's what ultimately happened. How did Yidin get out of that? How were they above Kishif? Were they also magicians? So there's a Gemara in Chulin. Gemara in Chulin Dav Zayin Mabez. And it quotes the Pasuk, very famous Pasuk, of Ata Reis Ladas Ki Hashem Hu Alokim Ein Oid Milvado. Ein Oid Milvado. You know what Ein Oid Milvado? There's nothing else but Eibishter. There's nothing else in this world but Hashem. It's a pasuk. Ata Reis Ladas Ki Hashem Hu Alokim Ein Oid Milvado. That each and every one of us needs to know with our whole entire being that there's nothing else but Hashem. Ein od mavado. Let's just read the Gemara. Amar Rav Chanina. He quotes the pasuk. Ein od mavado. Amar Rav Chanina. Vafilu kshofim. Even kishuf. You know what? Kishuf, black magic, which has some spiritual energy in this world, Hashem is above that. Hashem is even in charge of that. It might not look like it in the moment, but Hashem is Ein Oid Mavado, is nothing. In other words, Kishuv has no power over the Ribbono Shel Olam. Zero. Nothing. And then it says, Hahi Issa, there was this woman, Davikam Ahadra Lemishko Afra, Mitute Kare Reb Chanina. It sounds like a Zohar, but it's a Gemara. It's Chulim. That this woman, who was also full of Kishuv, she was trying to take the dirt from underneath the feet of Reb Chanina, in order to do some sort of kishuf on him. Amar la, he said to her, shkule la, lo mistai le milseich. You could take it. It's not going to help you at all. Ein ol mavado ksiv, because it's written ein ol mavado. Meaning, you think you have any power over me? I'm someone who believes in ein ol mavado. I'm someone who believes in Eibishter. I'm someone who has the Ribbono Shel Olam. Here, let's put it under. Ein ol mavado ksiv. Meaning, yes, Kishuv exists in the world, and to a human being who's not connected to Ribbono Shel Olam and is in the world of what they call Teva, the world of nature, Kishuv is very powerful and incredible and can make changes in this world that are supernatural. But when you're an Ein Oid Milvado Degiyud, Kishuv's got nothing on you. That's what Chanina says. Ein Oid Milvado means there's nothing but the Ribbono Shel Olam. In other words, Ein Oid Milvado is the koach. And that even that belief is the koach that defeats Kishuv. We have to believe in that. You know what, Chaver? Do you know what it means, Ein Oid Milvado? If we really connected to Ein Oid Milvado, Ein Oid Milvado means it's all Hashem. There is nothing that can bring me down. It's all orchestrated from above. We have, each and every one of us has our times in our life when we have atzvus, when we have sadness. Times in our life when we have daigus, when we're worried. It's times in our life where a person has yish, has despair. Times in a life when a person has anxiety, whatever that anxiety is about. But all of that is just another form of kishuf. What I mean by, it's not kishuf, I don't mean it's black magic. What I mean by it, it's like, for those moments in some level, I'm believing in an energy outside the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know why? Because if I really believed Ein Oid Milvado, if I really believed everything is Ribbono Shel Olam, if I really believed He's orchestrating everything, why would I ever not be besimcha? Why would I ever be in despair? Why would I ever have anxiety? It's all good. The Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. He's taking care of me. It's all going to be good. What am I worried about? Now again, that's a very special level of Chanina Dika Ein Oid Milvado. But that's the goal. That's the aspiration. And the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted us to understand this and know this as we went down into Mitzrayim. We went into Mitzrayim, a makom of kishuf. The makom of kishuf. The makom of magic holding everybody inside. Believing in that force connected the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem says already to Yaakov, Vino, in Parshas Vayigash, when Yaakov was coming down, he says, Anochi Ered Imcha Mitzrayim. I'm coming down with you. I'm coming down with you. He wanted to know, I'm going to be by your side. Don't worry about Kishuv. In fact, what are the Rashi Tevos of Ein Oid Milvado? Aleph Ayin Mem. Anoichi Eireid Imcha Mitzrayimah. Aleph Ayin Mem. Eireid Aleph Imcha Ayin Mem Mitzrayimah. Which is exactly Rashi Tevos, Eino Mavado. And when you have that, there's no sheker that could do anything to you. We see this in Tilim. Pasuk says in Tilim, Kuf Yates, Kuf Dalid. Mipikudecha esbonein. Al kain sanesi ki orach sheker. From my mitzvahs, from my Torah, mipikudecha, you should understand. And then through that, you'll hate all sheker. You'll do away with all sheker. What are the first three words? Mipkudecha, Rashi Tevos, Mem, Esbonin, Aleph, Al, Ayin. Same Rashi Tevos. When you have Ein Old Malbo'ado, there's no sheker that could do anything to you. Nothing could pull you down. When you're really one with the Ribbono Shel, when you really believe He's with you every single moment, Ein Old Malbo'ado. You know, there's a chazal also that says the mitrim, we know they sank into the Nile River, the bones of Yosef, deep into the river. And it stayed there for years and years and years and years. And there also, chazal says it was through kishuf that they were able to keep it down there, through some sort of black magic, they got it down there. Moshe, who understood Ein Malvado, he's the one that finally comes and can get the bones of Yosef. There's a famous chazal, he threw in something, right? Shem Hashem. But what the pasuk says? Vayikach Moshe es atmos Yosef. Moshe es atmos. Rashi Tevos mem aleph ayin. Again, Rashi Tevos Eino Mavado. When you're one with the concept of Eino Mavado, kishuf has nothing on you. When we believe and understand everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring to bring us out of Mitzrayim? He brought the Makos. He brought the Makos, and the Makos are there to remind us the power of the Ribbono Shel Olam, to remind us the Ten Makos connected to the Ten Ma'amaros that created the world. The Makos are reminding us Gilei Shechina, the revelations of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And what do we say at the Seder? We talk about the Makos. Elu Eser Makos. These 10 Makos. Aleph, Ayin, Mem. Time, you're going to see this just time and time again. All alluding to the same Rashi Tevos, Eino Malvado. Have you know what Eino Malvado is? I don't know, I just, when I was learning through and preparing this and thinking about Eino Malvado, I couldn't just stop thinking. Now I understood it more and more, what she was saying and what she meant, and this holy, holy woman that I had this chus to meet. When I was in Eretz Yisrael in January with all you guys, with a lot of you guys that were there. So I went with the chevra. We went to Soroka Hospital in Be'er Sheva to visit injured soldiers, to spend time with their families, to try to bring whatever chizik we could bring. There were many stories that occurred there. The first, but we got there, and we're by the entrance. It was myself, Rav Shmuel Herman, my son Shmuel, and it was 10 of us, it was 7 other Talmidim. We got to the entrance of the hospital, and there's a man outside crying and saying, oh, he saw us as a group coming, and there's this other guy there that was taking care of and bringing us around, and he says, come, you have to come with me right away to the ICU. Come right away to the ICU. This man's daughter, her boyfriend was a soldier who was just brought in, was injured terribly, was in the ICU, was literally hovering between life and death. And his daughter was there, and the mother of the young man, of the soldier, and other family were there. And he just wanted us to come to try to give chizik to the family. We weren't going in to see the soldier. The soldier was mamish in the ICU, not where anyone could be with him. It was really just to go to be with the family. This was the first situation we're brought into, this mamish, and we walk in there. I wasn't ready for it, MS. Like, you know, you're going, and I went. When I was there in November, some of the Chevra knows the stories, I went to the rehabilitation center in Tel HaShomer and met with a lot of soldiers, and they were all soldiers that were recovering. Not all of them were in such a good state of mind, but they were all recovering. Amputees and other things, but not... I didn't go near any ICU or anything like that. And here, I'm immediately, we're brought into the waiting room of the ICU, and mamish, you just see people mamish bawling everywhere, crying. This is real, you know. Sometimes we forget because we've moved on some level. Hopefully, we haven't moved on in our minds, in our hearts, and davening. But like what's going on still today? I can't believe we're still talking about it. It's very, very, very real. And every single moment, there are brothers and sisters, mamish, be Moser Nefesh for us, for Klal Yisrael, for Bnei Yisrael, all the Yidden, every Yidden Eretz Yisrael. Kodesh Kodashim, Kodesh Kodashim. Oh, I hope for each and every one of you that's back and you're back to be with your family for Pesach, and it's beautiful and wonderful. I hope it's also hard for you to be here. I hope it's hard for you to be here. It's not where we're supposed to be. You were where we were supposed to be. You were home. You didn't come home. You came to your family, to your house. You were home. You were home. Don't forget it for one moment. That's home. That's where we're all supposed to be. And we walk in and mamash just, you're with these families and crying. We go over to this, to the mother of the soldier and this daughter of this man that we met, and their mamash bawling, and we just try to give words of chizik a little bit, whatever we could say, and we say, we're going to daven together with you. And it was of the most powerful tefillos. We said some tillim with them, and we started, and we sang together with them. It was very, very powerful. In the waiting room of the ICU, and other yidden came with us. It was like a very powerful moment. And I went over to the mother after, just to give her some words and tell her I'm going to be davening nonstop for her son, and we have to be strong. And just whatever words I could think of, whatever words, just to tell her I'm with her, to tell her I care. I so deeply, it was the hardest thing in the world not to give her a big hug. That's a bemis. Because you see a broken mother of a yid, of a brother, and like bawling in front of you, and the son is in the ICU, and your mamish. And this woman, mamish chiloni, 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 when I tell you, like, mamish, I'm even yavin. The only word she said to me over and over and over again, and I'll never forget for the rest of my life, is as she's bawling, tears are streaming. Einod mavado. Einod mavado. Anything I said to her, give her chizik, and yodea, einod mavado. Einod mavado. This is what this woman's saying. As her son is in, mamish, as her son is in the ICU, clinging between life and death. Einod mavado. Maybe deep down, she understood in the deepest of ways everything we're saying right here. Everything that's Gemara and Chulin, everything we're understanding is that the only way to do away with what seems like difficulty, the only way to do away with the avdus of the world, all the different avdus of the world, the avdus of the world, the physical avdus, the spiritual avdus, the emotional avdus, people are slaves to their desires. Einod mavado. It lifts me up. And whenever we go through a difficulty, eino mavado, I lift myself up. And the Yidden were able to find a place of cheres, seemingly through eino mavado. You have to keep to that. There's no other way. That's the way you defeat Kishuv. And if Kishuv kept every slave in Mitzrayim till now, eino mavado takes us out. Listen to the words of Nefesh HaChayim. This sounds like a very... It is. It's a deep yisod, but it sounds like a very chassidish idea, a very Kabbalistic idea. It is a very Kabbalistic idea. So maybe for those of you who your heart is not in that place, and you have a more litvish heart, so those who are very litvish, so you still got to live with the depth and the amkus of Torah and mitzvos. So let's see what the Nefesh HaChayim has to say. Reb Chaim V'lajner. Let's see what the Nefesh HaChayim has to say. And this is in Shar Gimel Perek Yud Beis. I'm going to read you the words. Ube'emes he'inyin gadol uskula nifla. The Nefesh HaChayim tells us a skula. You want it, not a skula from some makubal that's chvestiv whatever. I'm talking about, this is a skula from Chaim Belajner. Lahaser ulevato me'alov, to remove and nullify from upon any person called dinin, any judgment, any din, or etzonos acherim, or some bad ruts on upon you. Something negative is happening in your life. You're going through a challenge, whatever that might be. How do you do away with it? Something in order shalo yuchlo lishlopo. So that force, whatever that force is, can't rule over you. Velo yasu shum roshim klavim, can't leave any imprint. And that force could be a physical temptation. It could be a person in your life that's giving you a difficulty. It could be a situation that's giving you difficulty. We all go through this. We're We're about to enter into Pesach, and Pesach is a yontav me'avdus l'chiras. We all have our individualized avdus. That which holds us back. That which is challenging to us. That which is difficult to us. Hamevin yovin, whatever it is in each individual life. It could be a family situation, it could be a friend situation, it could just be echvestus, all the taivas that go along with the having a phone that's not filtered properly, Hashem Yirachem. Whatever the challenge might be, whatever the force of avdus might be, kisha adam. What's the school of the Chaim Velazhiner says? Kisha adam kaveya belibo lemar. Person is kaveya to say in his heart belibo. You have to. So, you know what I mean? Belibo. It doesn't mean you just say. It's not lip service. It means you really believe it. You really believe what I'm about to say. Really believe it. Hello, Hashem hu Elokim amiti. Is not Hashem the most truthful God? The ein oid mavado yisparach shum koyach ba'olam. There is nothing else. There's no other force in the world. The chol olam asklal in all of the realms of the world. There's nothing but Hakadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing but Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Va'kol malei rak achduso apashu yisparach shmo. And everything is only His oneness. Umavato belibo bitul gamar. And you completely nullify in your heart any other connection, anything else. Ve'einu mashgiach klal shum koach baratzim ba'olam. U'mishabin medavik toh. And you mamish, you don't connect to anything else. There's no other koach, there's no other ratzim, nothing else but Hashem. U'mishabin, and you're subservient. U'medavik, and you cling. Tor machshavto, the pure thoughts. Rak ladon yachid baruch hu. Only to the one and only Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Kein yas bekuyis baruch biyado. Shememele yisvalu melav koa kochos v'ratzon ha-shbolam. Then you'll see Hashem is going to nullify and get rid of any negative koach in one's life. Shelo yuchlu lipol o'shum devaklal. It has no ability to do anything to you. These are the words of Chaim Velazhiner. But we have to believe it with our heart. You know you have to believe it. So here, you have right here a cup of soda. You know what it means, Anam Avado? It means you believe with your whole heart and soul that all of this is Abishter. What do I mean, Abishter? He's willing, He created this. He is the force behind this. He's willing this to be here this moment. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided right here, right now, this wouldn't exist, it would literally cease to exist, disappear in my hand right now. That's what it means that you believe Anam Avado. You literally, I mean, you believe that. Not just say it. Mamish, believe it. So you're going through something in a family situation, your own... It means the Rebbeinu Shalom is orchestrating that. That means it's going to be okay, and I can handle it, and I have the ability to have cheres from it. Eino mavado. It's a famous. The Reb Chaim Velazhiner lived with this. He didn't just teach it to us. There's a story. Again, a lot of the chevra was just in Poland, and I'm sure you heard so much about every single Yid that was going, mamish, every single Yid that lived through it was mamish, nisim gluyim, and the Yidin that went through, shem yim kom tamam. So Chaim Velazhiner taught this. So Chaim Velazhiner had a descendant, the Brisker Rav. And the Brisker Rav and his son were fleeing the Nazis by train. And the Brisker Rav said to his son, they were learning Shar HaBitachon, and he said to him the following, he had the Mesorah from his Zayda, from the Nevi Chaim. He said, whenever we get to a checkpoint, at each and every checkpoint, and it's going to be scary, there's going to be Nazis there, and other, you have to meditate and focus on Einol Movado. Meditate and focus only on there's nothing but Hashem, and you'll see it will all be good. This is what the Brisker Rav said to his son. And they went through checkpoint after checkpoint, and they were both just focusing Eino Mavado, and it was going very well. And suddenly they get to a checkpoint, and mamish, that guard starts to question them, and the Brisker Rav felt it wasn't going so well, and it was looking, and he looks at his son, and he realized his son wasn't focusing. His son lost. He was scared. Start to be anxious. And the Brisker Rav refocused him, says, Einom, and he whispers in his ear, Einom Levado, Einom Levado, and he regained his focus, and suddenly, like the soldier, okay, no problem, go through, and they were completely saved. Mamash, we understand what it is to believe Eino Levado, to live Eino Mavado. And that's the koach that got us out of Mitzrayim. I'll share with you on a deeper level for a moment, Chaver. Just Bederech Remez. Listen to this incredible. There's a Torah from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, from the Baal Shem HaKadosh. And he explains the following, Chaver. Listen to this, because it's just mamish incredible. He explains that the creation of the world, we know, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi L'Torah Tavlin. That there's a Yetzahara, there's difficulty, but the Torah is the antidote to any difficulties in the world. But the Torah is more than that, and the reason is because the Torah is actually the foundation of everything in this world. Right? Because Chazal teaches us, it's a Zohar, it's also Medrash, Histakel Baraiso Barialma. Histakel Baraiso Barialma means that just like when a builder builds a building, he needs an architect to first write up a blueprint. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, he needed a blueprint. What's the blueprint of the world? The Torah. So the first initial creation of the world is the Torah. The Torah is the foundation. That's why the more Torah you understand, the more Torah you connect to, the more you mamish understand everything in this world, because everything in this world comes from Torah. Chaver, listen to this. If the Torah is the first creation of the world, what's really the earliest creation? What's really the earliest creation? The Aleph Beis itself. The Aleph Beis itself, right? Because how was the Torah created? From the Aleph Beis. So within the Aleph Beis, what was the first letter was created Aleph, the last letter was created Tav. So the Toldos Yaakov Yosef and Baal Shem says, Aleph is the entity in this world that's most, follow this, we're going to get somewhere with this, Aleph is most closely connected to Eibishter, most closely connected to the Rabbonu Shalom, and of the Aleph Beis, the Tav is the farthest from the Rabbonu Shalom. Because Aleph was the initial seminal point of creation until he got to Tav, it was much later. Beis is only two Alephs, Gimel is three Alephs, meaning in Gematria. So Tav is at the end. Kishuf. Now follow this. You ready, Chevra? Kishuf. Kishuf. Black magic that kept us in Mitzrayim, which is the ultimate force. Keneged, Rabbeinu Shalom, which is all that holds us down. Kishuf is Gematria 416. Kishuf's Gematria 416. What's 416? The miloy of the letter Tav. Meaning, how do you verbalize Tav? Tav Yud Vav. Tav Yud Vav is 416. So Kishuv, black magic, is the farthest. It's in this world, it's real, but it's the farthest point. That's Kishuv. What did we say was Rashi Tevos of Eino Mavado? Aleph Ayin Mem. What's the gematria of Aleph Ayin Mem? No, nobody. 111. 111 is exactly Aleph B'miloy. Aleph Lamed Pei. So Eino Mavado, which defeats all Kishuf, which is one with the Rabbanu Shalom, Aleph Ayin Mem is 111, is the Miloy Aleph. Kishuf is the Miloy Tav. And that shows us, therefore, Chevra, listen, let's pull it all together. The Avodah of Eino Mavado is just to know Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The Avodah of all of Lel Seder, the Avodah of to defeat Avdus of Mitzrayim, is to know Hashem is Echad, Hashem is one, Eino Mavado. There's nothing but him. That's why you come to the end of the Seder. And what's the culmination of the Seder? What is the end of the Seder? Echad mi yodea. The culmination of the Seder is, do you know one? Did you come to this understanding that there's only one? Did you get it? Because if you didn't, you didn't have a Seder. I don't care how much matzah you ate and how much mar you ate and that you went on Sunday or Monday and you measured your kois to make sure it's echvestish, the shear of the chazanish, and you made the right matzahs and you pounded marer and you pounded charoses and you said every shtickle Torah that you learned from your Rebbe this year, meaningless. If you didn't come to echad mi yodea, if you didn't come to know one, if you didn't come to know that ein od mavado. By the way, everything Lel Seder. You make a bracha al achilas matzah. Rashi Tevos, Ein ol mavado. You make a bracha al achilas marer. Rashi Tevos, ein ol mavado. Everything's ein ol mavado to say there. Everything. It doesn't stop. But really, therefore, the culmination is Echad Miyodea. And that's why Echad Miyodea, really, in the older Haggadah, Rav Shlomo Wertheimer found, starts with Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad. Because that's the introduction to understand, did you come to this realization? Did you come to this deep understanding of Ein Ol Mavado, there's nothing but Rabbeinu Shlomo? Did you reach it? Because that's what to do away with all Kishuf, and we all have the Kishuf of our life. Atare Saladas Ki Hashem Wilkim Ainaid Milvado. Nothing but Hashem. And when you live with that, it's the sweetest life in the world. And when you don't live with that, it's miserable. How are people? I don't understand. I mamish don't understand how people live in this world without Ainom Avado. We live in a terrible world going on right now. So much sheker. The world's beautiful, don't get me wrong, I love it's the Eibishter's world, but there's so much terrible things going on, and so much sheker going on. We live in a world where they had a vote today in the UN, and it was 14-0 with two that abstained, 14-0 outside of the United States of America, that says that Palestinians should be a nation in the UN. Palestinians are a terrorist organization that is full of sheker, should be sheker, should be sheker. It's not a country, but 14 countries to zero outside of the United States, said they should be a state in the... What? This is what we live. We live, if you went today outside Columbia University, it was looked at as the hierarchy of higher education, and there are hundreds and thousands of people, death to America, death to Jews, death to Israel, death to all this. This is what's going on in the world we live in. Sheker should be sheker. We live in a crazy world. And it's still hard to comprehend and to be able to also move on and to be able to be strong after what happened on
October 7th.
On that day, 1,300 of our brothers and sisters were murdered in a way that we still are crying from, that we still can't understand. And we still can't understand that we're sitting here over 6 months later and there's still all the hostages, which we have no idea how many are dead or alive. How do we live with all of this? And there's beautiful things going on also. Yes, we have Torah, and we have tefillah, and we have families, and we have beautiful things, and engagements, and beautiful things. But how do we live with all the nisyonos, and all the sheker, and all the tragedy? You know how you live with it? Ein ol mavado. And if you live with Ein ol mavado, you could pull yourself through anything. You know Hashem's orchestrating it. Hashem's by our side. Hashem, there's nothing that happened that's not from the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's all going to be okay. It's all going to be good. Ein oid mavado. I can get through anything. It doesn't pull me down for a second. It just doesn't. Ein oid mavado. And that's echad mi odea. Who knows one? Who knows that Hashem is one and there's nothing else in this world? Who knows that? That's the culmination of the Seder. That's why it was. That's why it was, Chevra. We'll end with this. That's why it was, you know. The Halakha Bar Dichva, the Kedushas Levi. He used to, every year during the Seder, in the middle of the Seder, he'd take a walk. Take a walk and listen to the other Sedarim going on. Listen to the sounds of the Seder. Something very, very beautiful. It happens to be every year. Most Seder nights, after Shulchan Aruch, it's already very, very late, and you just ate a ton, and somehow you... But some of us have a churma to eat, two kazesim of afikomen. So you've gone through like three full matzahs, ton of maror. Yeah, I eat the suda. Yeah. I'm almost like dying. I need like a little break. I usually take a walk around the block once. Sometimes you hear other sedarim going on. You hear their songs, and we all have different songs, and different nagunim, and different things. You know, it's a beautiful thing when you walk out. I still remember years and years, the last time I was zoicha to be in Shabbos Kodesh. It was a year, Lag BaOmer was on a Thursday night. This goes back about 13 years ago. We had a trip, we've spoken about this trip before, myself, Rebelli Brazil, 17 Talmidim, went to Ukraine for a few days, and we ended in Eretz Yisrael for Lag BaOmer Thursday night. And then Shabbos and Tzvat, and Lel Shabbos and Tzvat. I was walking around the streets of Tzvat late at night, and you hear the Zmirus, and everyone was singing Bar Yochai, everyone was singing Amar Rabbi Kiva. And you just walk through the streets, is hearing this. It's so beautiful. Mamish, Kodesh Kedoshim. So the Berditchever was walking around, listening to the sounds of the Seder. And he heard one, Mamish was taken aback. He hears one Seder, and they're up to Dalet Banim.
and Dalabab Echad Chacham, Echad Rosh, Echad Tam, Echad Yidin Lishol. But when he said this Yid, when he was saying, he was reading through the Haggadah, then when he said Echad, he said it like we say by Shema, Echad Chacham, Echad Rosh, Echad Tam, Echad Shein Yidin Lishol. And the Rishon was so taken aback, but he realized that's what it's all about. And just like when we say the Pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, it's a testament and understanding that we realize Elokeinu when there's Din, Havaya Hashem, when there's Rachamim, Hashem Echad, it's all Hashem Echad. We realize Hashem Echad, Hashem is everything in our life. We realize Ein Oid Mulvado. So this Yid wanted to say it like that, because that's the Echad of the Seder. That's the Echad of the Seder. Echad Miyodea. So Chevra, we're going to go through Pesach. And you know what, Lamaisa, even if you were brought back from Eretz Yisrael, that's where our Libi B'Mizrach, to be with your family, it's beautiful. You should have a beautiful Seder with your family, beautiful Pesach with your family, beautiful time with Chevra. And don't forget, we have Torah here, we have Tefillah here, you can be Matzliach here in every way. But don't just go into the Seder and be Mekayim Mitzvahs. Don't just go into Seder and be able to tell some Lamdisha, Chakira, and how, you know, the Matzah is connected both Avdus and Chiras and why that is, and That's not what any of it's about. It's not about the shtickel Torahs. It's about emuna. It's about vayaminu b'Hashem of Moshe Avdo. It's about echad miyodeya. I had a Talmud call me this week from Eretz Yisrael, and the Talmud wanted to ask me how to conduct his seder with his children. What I said, don't prepare one Torah. Prepare stories of emuna. Prepare how you're going to tell over the story of Mitzrayim and bring out emuna. How are you going to get to Einon Mavado? How are you going to get to each and every one of us? Baruch Hashem, a lot of the Chevra had this, it was a long chayrus man of learning. He learned the Masechtas, Ksuvas, Baba Basra, learning Sefer Machshava, learning Sefer Musar, Shnayim Mikrecha Targum, whatever we're doing. Whatever we're doing is beautiful and wonderful. But the Ikar is Ein Ol Mavado. Echad Miyodeh. It all has to come to that. And when I live with that, it's a different life. When I live with that understanding, I can handle whatever comes my way because I know it's with the Rabbi Nishalom by my side. And that's chus will do away with all kishuf, do away with all avdus. The world will see it with Gula Shlema. The end of Pesach. We'll announce, we'll put it in chat, everyone's invited. The very end of Pesach, last day, Achron Shal Pesach, in the afternoon, there's a beautiful minhag to have Sudas Mashiach. We'll have it here. Maybe we'll do it out sometime if it's nice. We do it outside on the deck. But we have here. Everyone's invited. It's a very special Suda. Halavai. It should be a Suda. We're having it already in Yishlaim HaKadosh so we can greet Mashiach with Gula Shlema. Mamish, Bekar Mamish. Benison, we had the Gula Benison Tidon Ligal. Benison, we're going to have big Gulas with all the hostages. And every soldier should be just Mamish dancing. And all of Klal Yisrael dancing with Mashiach, Gula Shlema, B'mehera B'yameinu.
Amen.